Chapter 2. Meet my family. Welcome to my village. My amazing mom. How many times have I heard people say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? In Jamaica, the elders say, chip don't fall that far from the tree. That means kids tend to follow in their parents' footsteps. Whether it's an apple or a chip, both expressions are used by older people, and both are true. Even though we wear different shoe sizes, I'm a 10, mom's an 11, and have different tastes in footwear, as you see on the cover of this book, I can wear a pair of gold leathers. Mom's more of a traditional sneaker type. My mom and I walk the same walk, together. We're in step most of the time because we both believe in helping others, and we're both doing what it takes to keep girls healthy, strong, and confident. I've learned the value of service from mom, who from her mom got the same message very early in life. So I guess you could say that paying it forward, another term older people use, but that works for me, is my family tradition. Helping people is a family inheritance. I've also been taught that anything worth keeping strong must be shared or it gets weak really fast. My mom, Dr. Janice Johnson Dias, is Jamaican. She grew up in Retreat, St. Mary, Jamaica, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Did you know that Jamaica has the highest percentage of women managers in the world? It's true. Can you imagine being raised in a place like that? An island country where you see women running the government, making positive changes, and speaking up and out. Imagine having women's achievement considered normal. Add to that the fact that Jamaica is a tropical paradise and you've got one fantastic place to enjoy your childhood. At the same time, though, like every nation on the planet, Jamaica has some impoverished places, and so there is a shortage of books for kids in many parts of the country. My mom grew up in one of the communities that lacked books. The library in my mom's hometown was not open very often when she was a kid. She primarily had access only to the Bible. This lack of reading material was one of the inspirations for starting my book drive. Soon after we realized that #1000BlackGirlBooks had collected well over 1,000 titles, mom and I immediately chose to donate 1,000 books to where my mom, grandma, and great-grandma went to school. And we also donated 700 books to her hometown's library. I love to hear people call my mom Dr. Janice. Mom's got a PhD in sociology, which means she's an expert in understanding how systems affect how people behave in groups. That's a great thing to know when you're working hard to make positive changes that affect entire communities. Mom is the president of the Grassroots Community Foundation, an organization created to build a world where all girls grow up to be healthy women. Listen on later to hear more about my mom's brilliant brainchild. People always want to know if mom and I ever disagree. What do you think? Of course we do. And often. Since I was a little kid, mom has laid down some pretty solid and serious ground rules around my bedtime. It sounds strict, but mom operates under the belief that a kid under 11 needs 11 hours of sleep each night to be at her best. Sometimes I'm just not tired. Well, I'd rather stay up late to finish making slime or doing homework. But I'll admit, getting lots of time under the covers helps me stay focused and strong during the day. Another area where mom and I can disagree a lot is over how to phrase or say something. I'm a teenager, and I have my ways of expressing my ideas to speak to kids my age. Mom's a mother, and she has her ways of expressing her ideas to people her age. What's cool about this is that we're often saying the exact same things, but expressing them differently. That's part of where the apple and the chip aren't too far from the mother tree, which is totally fine with me. The closer mom and I stick together, the more I know she's always got my back. Things can get hairy, though, when she and my dad come together and lay down the law, especially on certain issues. Listen to my take on this later, in the section, Sometimes Parents Just Don't Understand. But first meet my awesome dad. I've got to hand it to my father. He's outnumbered in our household. He's the only guy living with me and my mom, two headstrong people who are all about women's and girls' empowerment. But my father, Scott Dias, is one of the most active feminists I know. It's one thing for a man to say he believes in supporting causes that benefit women and girls, but it's a whole other thing for a man to put his beliefs into action by doing. Dad is a real estate analytical geographer. Whew, that's a big title, right? It means Dad helps businesses find locations to build new stores in parts of town that can keep the businesses growing and benefit the communities they serve. My father's passion for the natural environment.